We're continuing the shir in Likutei Halachos, Yoredeya Chelek Beis, Hilchos Bechor Behema Tohira, Halacha Gimel, Paragraph Hey. We were discussing the topic of Aaron HaKohen, and we mentioned that this halacha is based on Chapter 5 in Likutei Moran Tanina, and also obviously the topic of Bechor. Paragraph Hey, V'alkein Aharon Mevatel MiYisrael Taivas Niyuf. Shehu Tuma Samolik. Based on what we've been learning so far, we'll be able to understand why Aharon HaKohen, we saw in the chapter on Likutei Moran that this halacha is based on, that there's a choisam of Kedusha, there's a seal of Kedusha, which is referred to as Tfilin, and also Tikkun HaBris. And there's a choisam of the Sitra Achra, Hechtim Besoroi, which is Pigam HaBris, Taivas Niyuf. And Rabbeinu Zal said over there in Likutei Moran that when Gerim come into Klal Yisrael, they bring Gaiva into Klal Yisrael, which can affect false leaders, that those false leaders, those unqualified leaders, take that Gaiva and run with it. And they want to be leaders. They want to lead. And Rabbeinu Zal said over there, however, there are the Mogine Hador. That's a term that he introduces in that chapter on Likutei Moran. Mogine Hador, the protectors of the generation. And those tzaddikim protect the Jews from Taivas Niyuf, from being harmed by Taivas Niyuf. I'm sorry, I left out that piece that the leaders, these false leaders who are functioning with their gaiva, Rabbeinu Zal said over there, that harms Klal Yisrael, that affects Klal Yisrael with Taivas Niyuf. And then he goes on to say that, the Mogine Hador, they are the ones that protect us from this Taivas Niyuf. So now Rav Nosson Zal says, V'alkein Aharon Mevatel MiYisrael Taivas Niyuf Shehu Tuma Samolik. Based on what we've learned till now, we'll understand why Aharon HaKohen is able to help eliminate from Klal Yisrael this illegal, improper type of desire for women, which is associated with the impurity of Amolik. We know that by Amolek it says, Asher Korcho Baderech. Number one, the Torah uses the term Keri, which is a form of Pigam HaBris, Mikra Laila, related to Amolek. And also we mentioned earlier that the Gemara says that Amolek was Choytech Milois Vezorkon Lamala, another term which shows his disdain for Tikkun HaBris. Ki Ho Anonim Hoyu Bezchus Aharon. Rav Nosson Zal explains, we know that the Gemara tells us that there were three miracles that accompanied the Jews in the desert in the merit of the three great tzaddikim. The mon was given to us in the schus of Moshe Rabbeinu. The be'er, the water, in the schus of Miriam Hanaviah. And the clouds, the special clouds that accompanied us throughout the trip in the desert, which flattened out mountains and lifted up valleys to make sure that we didn't have to climb or go down. We walked a straight path in the desert. And also it laundered and tailored the clothing of the Jewish people. We're told that these Anani HaKovoit were in the merit of Aharon HaKohen. Ki ho anonim hoyu bezchus Aharon, v'ho Anani HaKovoit hoyu mevatlin klipas Amolek. And these clouds also nullified the negative effects, the harmful effects of Amolek. Because ki Amolek lo yehoyo lishloit b'Yisrael shoye b'toychonon. Because the Gemara tells us that those Jews who are included in the clouds, they were covered by the clouds and surrounded by the clouds, those Jews Amolek couldn't touch, couldn't harm in any way. The only ones he was able to affect were kim b'hanecheshole machrecha, the stragglers, the weak ones who were straggling behind, shohoyo ho'onon poilton, which the Gemara tells us, those Jews who were rejected by the Anani HaKovoid, because they weren't worthy of being included in this protection of the Anani HaKovoid. Those were the ones who Amalek was able to get at. So we see that the clouds, which were b'schus Aharon HaKohen, were a shield against Amalek. V'alkein achar misas Aharon, and therefore after Aharon HaKohen passed away, v'nistalku ho'anani kovoid, and the Torah tells us that with his passing, the clouds, these special clouds, left the Jewish people. Oz bo Amalek alehem. The Torah tells us that's when Amalek came and attacked. Kama shekosuv, as the pasuk says, Vayishma haKnani melech Arod. The Knani, the king of Arod, heard that Aaron HaKohen had passed away. How did he hear? Because they saw that these clouds had left the Jewish people. The Dorsh Rabbi Seinuzal, and the Gemara tells us that this was not Knani, this was Amalek. Shezeh hoyo Amalek. Sheshoma shemeis Aaron v'nistalku anani HaKovod. They heard that Aaron HaKohen passed away, and this protective covering left the Jewish people, and they came to attack. And they came dressed up, masquerading like other people, with the hope that if the Jews are going to daven to Hashem and say, Hashem, save us from Arod, from Knani Melech Arod, they're not going to be praying for Amalek, and Amalek will be able to come and harm them, Chas Hashem. This is how devious they were. They knew about the Jewish prayers. They knew that the Jews with their tefillah would be fully protected from Amalek. So they presented themselves falsely as if there's somebody else, thinking that the Jews will daven for A and we're B and we'll be able to succeed. But the Gemara says that the Jews realized this and they presented their tefillah in such a way that it covered this situation also. Ki Aaron HaKohen mevatel taivas niyu shibchinas Amalek kanal, because as we mentioned, Aaron HaKohen is the antidote to this taivas niyuf, which is Amalek. Umamshich shivo anonim, and he helps draw upon us these seven clouds, shehim bechinas shivaroyim, which correspond to all of the seven shepherds, shehu bechinas tefillin kanal b'maymaral. And Rabbi Nazal shows over there in Likutei Moran that the seven shepherds represent, symbolize the mitzvah of tefillin. V'chein mevoyer b'mayim ranal, and Rabbi Nazal explains over there, shehabirur v'ho'aliyah, shemalin mebchinas hechtem besori, lebchinas choysem nekdusha, lebchinas tefillin, alidei shemeshaber nagaiva, that the sorting out, the extracting, the emuna from the sitra achra and elevating it to the level of hechtem besori, to the choysem of kedusha, to tefillin, how? By breaking gaiva. Zois habechino hi bechinas onon. Rabbi Nazal over there in Likutei Moran shows the connection between that and a cloud. Kamei shemavoyer shom al maimor Rabbi Seinuzal, as Rabbi Nazal explains over there when he's explaining the story from the Gemara that he attaches to that chapter on Likutei Moran, where the Gemara says, kad havu komu rabbonon memesifta de Rav Huna. Rav Huna had a major yeshiva with many, many students. The Gemara says when the students would stand up after the learning was completed, have a naftsu glimayu, they would shake out their garments, and the dust from their garments would make clouds, huge clouds over them. So Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in Likutei Moran that this refers to when it says they remove, when they shook out their garments. The word naftsi means to shake, and the word lenapetz also means to break. The garments of a person are the kovod, the respect of the person. We've mentioned this many times. The Gemara says Rabbi Yochanan referred to his clothing as his kavod. The pasuk says about Hashem, Hashem moloch geus lovesh. Hashem is king. His garment is ga'ava, a holy respect. So here, Rabbi Nazal explains over there that when they broke the garments, when they broke the gaiva, v'solik anani, and the clouds left, the clouds rose up. Bechinas vohoiso hakeshes bo'onon. Like the pasuk says that the rainbow will be seen in the clouds. Bechinas tikkun abris, symbolizing tikkun abris, shemalin mebechinas gaiva, which we elevate from gaiva. In other words, by breaking gaiva, we elevate it from the bad place, which is gaiva, mebechinas hechtem besoroi, we elevate it to the place of tefillin, lebechinas tefillin. V'zehu, and this is why the Gemara says over there, v'kasi l'shimsha, and the cloud covered the sun. You couldn't see the sun from the dust cloud that came up from their garments, from their clothing. Rav Nosson Zal says, hainu tefillin, And Rabbeinu, I'm sorry, Rabbeinu Zal says over there, that refers to tefillin. The shemesh, the light of the sun, is tefillin. Ayin Shom, look over there in Likut Imran, where Rabbeinu Zal makes all the connections for you. V'zeh b'chinas shiva anonin shel Aron HaKohen, shemachni en klipas HaMolek. And this is the concept of these seven clouds of Aron HaKohen. The clouds were in the zchus of Aron. Shemachni en klipas HaMolek, which defeat, they bring down the klipa of Amalek, shehu taivas niuf, which is that illegal desire for women, ki Aharon zochol ozeh al yidei sheshiber hagaivo keneged Moshe Kanal. Because Aharon HaKohen was zeichet to be this incredible protective shield for the Jewish people, these holy clouds, in his merit, because of the fact that he was zeichet, he had one of the most extraordinary tests of gaiva, being the older brother of Moshe Rabbeinu, and being the one who was the leader of Klal Yisrael for 40 years while Moshe Rabbeinu was away in Midian, in Ethiopia. And 40 years in Midian, approximately, whatever was the exact calculation, in Midian and Ethiopia, and Moshe Rabbeinu came back, Aharon HaKohen stepped aside completely, happily, and handed everything over to Moshe Rabbeinu with complete joy and happiness. This is one of the ultimate expressions of removing gaiva. In that zechus, he's the one who's the shield against taivasniyuf, against Amalek.